For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Last week, President Biden signed an executive order directing the Justice Department to stop contracting with private prisons. What impact will that have on the private immigrant detention center in Adelanto? As KVCR's Benjamin Perper reports, the answer is probably none.
The executive order only applies to people in the custody of the Department of Justice, not Immigration and Customs Enforcement. GEO Group, the company that operates the Adelanto ICE Processing Center, entered into a contract with the federal government in late 2019 that could keep the facility open until 2034. Ava Bitron is with the ACLU of Southern California, which has sued ICE over concerns about detainees contracting the coronavirus in the Adelanto facility. She says she hopes the Biden administration will treat private immigration detention centers the same way as private prisons.
We just really hope that the Biden administration sees that the same equities that lead them to understand why private prisons are harmful in the criminal context apply with equal force in the immigration context, and indeed that incarceration in general, right, not just private incarceration, is always for somebody's profit, and that we should take a look at that seriously as well.
The Adelanto facility is also dealing with a COVID-19 outbreak. According to ICE's website, Adelanto has seen 270 positive cases as of January 31st. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
The annual count of migrating Western monarch butterflies in California is down to slightly more than 1,900, compared with 4 million in the 1980s. Advocates have tips on helping to save them. Here again is KVCR's Benjamin Perper with more.
The Western monarch butterfly population that overwinters in California has dropped to devastating levels, with only 1,914 individuals spotted in this year's winter count. They've been declining for decades, but experts say they may have reached an extinction threshold in 2018 when volunteers only counted 30,000. According to Xerces Society conservation biologist Angela Laws, the population appears to be collapsing.
It's a 99.9% drop from the 80s, when there were an estimated 4 million monarchs overwintering along the California coast. So it's a big drop in their population.
She says the reasons for the stark decline include loss of native milkweed habitat, pesticide use, development at their overwintering sites, and climate change. The western population tends to return each winter along the California coast from San Diego to Mendocino counties, with a particular concentration near Pismo Beach. People can help the effort to save the monarchs by reducing pesticide use in their yards and planting monarch-friendly plants. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
There are some encouraging trends in California's battle with COVID-19. Three key measurements, infections, hospitalizations, and ICU admissions, have all been trending down for the past 2 weeks. But Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galli warns infection rates are still almost 3 times higher than they were in the fall. He says new variants of the virus, as well as any relaxation in safety measures, could prompt a rebound.
COVID is still abound in our communities. We've got to keep our guard up. How likely is it that we'll see another surge? I think, again, it comes back to the behaviors and our own sense of personal choices and personal responsibility on this.
Galli says Californians are now being vaccinated at 3 times the rate they were a month ago. 3.5 million Californians have had at least the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. State Schools Chief Tony Thurman Tuesday kicked off a global contest for the best plan to expand high-speed internet access to all Californians.
We can now offer $1 million cash prize to support this innovation competition.
The money comes from philanthropist Gary Michelson, General Motors, and biotech firm Genentech. Thurman says the lack of equitable access to computers and connectivity disproportionately affects low-income students. He says almost 1/5 of California students still can't participate in distance learning. And the pandemic has made the digital divide even wider. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.